their strength, I suppose, is that they've moved from being ultra defensive to being able to mix that with a pretty good offensive game. Obviously, Gerard McKiernan's a big player for them. Shawnee Johnson seems to be in tip-top form at the minute, kicking scores, giving these dangers inside. And they have a sort of a settled defence that work well together. And it's not about any outstanding individual in it, but they actually work well as a unit. They cover well for each other. And I think Martin Riley has been a big player for them as well. They can introduce people that make a difference as well. Kane Mackey was not down to start the last game, yet he did come in at the beginning and was very effective. So, you know, there's lots of things that they have going for them, and I suppose it is now that their capacity to get scores as well as prevent scores, which is probably something that stalled the progression in the last number of years. Well, I think it's a bit strange to be made favourites for the Ulster Championship, given that Monaghan and Donegal have dominated it for the last 4 or 5 years. So I don't really see why that is the case. But having said that, we have no control over being made favourites. We have to accept that some people out there decide to make that the case. We can't be led by that. And in many ways, I would say I'd rather be considered a favourite than a hopeless case. So, you know, if you want to tell us to be one thing or the other, make us a favourite, I'll always take the favourite tag sooner than the no-hopers. So, because when you have a favourites tag, somebody thinks that you can do something somewhere. If you're a no-hoper, then you don't have a prayer, so to speak. So I never want to be in that position, and we'll deal with the favourites tag.